Rock 1190 Wobo. Now on 107.5 FM.
7-Eleven joining us on the news line this morning, the author of Creating Competitive Advantage. The website is smartadvantage.com. You can buy the book at amazon.com. She's a Fortune 500 business consultant, Janie Smith. Janie, welcome to Wobo, and thanks for being with us. And I see this oftentimes because we have wonderful account executives here. They'll come into a business and they will help them with their marketing. Sometimes you're so close to your business because you've worked so hard building it that it's hard to have a dispassionate look at your business. How do you counsel people to be able to step back and do that?
Well, first thing I do is I ask them, what's your number one competitive advantage? How do you differentiate? Been asking this question for over 15 years of tens of thousands of CEOs, and 90% of them only can answer with vagaries. They do not know. And if you ask their teams, if I ask 20 salespeople in the same company, what's your competitive advantage, I'll get 20 different answers. Not good for a business. Further to that, they don't know what's relevant. Let me explain that. We've done research for over 200 companies, double-blind market research of their customers and prospects. We find out what their customers value. We come back with a list and we say, we tested 20 things. What do you, the company, think came in on top? And 93% of the businesses guess wrong. 93% of the businesses think their customers value ABC. Research shows it DEF. That's a huge mistake in marketing and sales.
So what do you do? How do you tell management to bring everybody onto the same page? And since really the business world is a competition day in and day out, how do you bring everybody onto the same page and competing in the same way for the same common goal?
Well, our experience has been that there's a lot of internal opinions that differ, so it's hard to get people on the same page. When you invest in double-blind market research, double-blind, nobody knows it's your company asking, you get the truth. And when you bring that back with statistically valid sample size, projectable data, it's pretty hard for the people who have differing opinions to argue. We've got 90% of your customers value A, B, and C, so now we have found that we can get everybody on the same page, and those outliers who didn't think those things were important now get it. I can't argue. That's what the customers are telling us. And then you can move forward.
Yeah, I've been in that situation where I'm on another side of a two-way piece of glass or a one-way piece of glass,
yeah.
I guess, listening to people talk about what it is I do for a living, and that can be a very uncomfortable situation to be in.
It can.
It shatters all of your preconceived notions.
It does, but what you're talking about behind the glass is a focus group. Focus groups are qualitative data. It's opinions, and I agree with you. I've been in those situations. It can be disturbing what you hear, but it's not a statistically valid projectable data because it's only a handful of people, and generally somebody will say something and you get a lot of me too's or contrarians. So statistically valid data is a sample size that you can project onto the population. It's much more projectable, and that's the kind of thing, believe me, when we go back to clients with that data, there's always a huge aha moment, usually about five of them. We didn't think that, and we're spending money where we shouldn't, and we're not measuring the things that really matter. It's pretty staggering how much money companies are leaving on the table for want of a simple discipline.
Now, I'm sure there's a lot of small business people out there thinking, well, they're talking about much larger businesses. But all of this applies no matter what the size of your business.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All businesses. In fact, my second book, Relevant Selling, Chapter 9, literally spells out the things that small companies can do that don't require a large budget. And then Chapter 10 in that book, Relevant Selling, talks about what I'm describing, the double-blind research. You know, it's not terribly expensive. The ROI on this data for companies, our clients have increased revenues 30, 40, 50%, one client 110%, because they got so laser focused on what the customer really valued, not what the company thought they should value. And the ROI for a little bit of research and really what we're talking about, creating competitive advantages, uncover those things in your company that you're not even thinking about that are differentiators. We go into a company, we find about 50 things the company is not even using.
Fortune 500 business consultant Janie Smith, smartadvantage.com. You can find all the information about those. her services, or you can go to Amazon.com also and get the book. Jamie, it's been great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
7:16. Back to the